Welcome back. Nighttime Live continues here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We gave Scott the night off today. Brad Anderson is joining us. I'm Bob Harris, going to be here till 10 o'clock. And right now we're going to head on out to the Red River Valley Fair. The fair is just around the corner. Joining us right now is the Assistant General Manager, Jody Bursch. And Jody, good to talk to you again. I know you guys have just been busy over there, haven't you?
Oh, it's been going crazy. We actually got some tents put up today, and we're getting all... It's crazy around the grounds right now.
Now, just pray that the wind stays down, okay? That's all.
Oh, no kidding. Well, it's going to be. It's going to be beautiful, sunny, you know, 80 degrees. We're good.
It starts next Tuesday, but there were some special announcements that came across today. And for you horse fanciers out there, I couldn't believe all the different type of horse, not only shows, but, you know, demonstrations you've got going over this week span.
We do. We're busy almost every day here with the horses on the grounds. You know, we do have 3 horse barns and a horse arena dedicated just to that. So we are using the buildings to the fullest extent. Tuesday, we start with our 4-H horse clinic. And that starts in the afternoon. It's some training to help those youngsters learn a little bit more. And then Wednesday is July 9th, and the 4-H horse show starts. And we get quite a few entries in that. It starts at 9 a.m., and it's been know and go pretty late in the evening. So come on out and watch those kids show their horses.
I have never, ever been to a barrel racing event, a live event, and I understand you've got that coming up too.
We do. We have that both Saturday and Sunday. And we moved that into the Showlander Pavilion because we do get quite a few people for that event. We have a lot of spectators. It's pretty fun. It starts both days at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it does go all afternoon. So, you know, that's why we start some of these early, just to keep the horses cool so it's not too hot in the afternoon, but also because these shows do last 8 to 10 hours.
By the way, I was really surprised. I didn't realize there's so many horses in this part of the country.
There's a ton.
Oh, my word. Saturday, July 12th also, you have something that's happening that's kind of near and dear to my heart. The Riding on Angels' Wings will be holding their demonstration.
Yeah, and they've been here for, gosh, I don't know how many years they've been coming out here, and they just do a demonstration, basically walk their horses around and talk more about their programming. And they're here from 12 noon to 3 p.m. in the horse arena. So that's a great way just to learn about their program. And you, like I said, you know quite a bit about the program.
Yeah, it's a therapeutic riding program for those with disabilities, and they run about 3 times a year, and it's a great demonstration. Betty Shipley and her husband Kurt have been doing this for many, many years, and if you've got somebody who can you think might benefit disability for horse therapy, this is your chance to take a peek.
Well, I know they're always looking for volunteers to help out with that program too, so it's a really good place to give back. If you like animals and you like to work with youngsters, that's a great organization.
And, you know, when you say volunteers, by the way, I'll just put this in real quick, is as simple as sidewalkers, just walking on the side of the horse for the kids while they're up there. That's all you need to do sometimes.
Well, and a lot of the times the horses are very calm. I mean, they're not going to put the kids on any horse that's active, but sometimes the kids just need that reassurance that there's an adult walking next to them. So it's not always just for the horse. It's for the kids as well.
That's Riding on Angels' Wings Saturday the 12th, 12 noon and 3 o'clock. Now, Sunday, you've got a couple of different things coming up, and one is the FM Posse Open. This fascinates me. What's this?
Well, the FM Posse Club has been, gosh, they've been around here for years. I used to show in that group a few years ago. And, you know, we showed all over, you know, it's mainly was here at the fairgrounds itself, but it's an open horse show. So you can have different breeds of horses. They do halter classes, pleasure classes, poles and barrels, you know, the whole gamut of the showing part of it. So it's open. A lot of people that have registered horses that go to the national shows and things like that will come to the open horse shows as well. And it's a point system. So it's a club base, and they have, I want to say, 6 to 8 shows maybe a year. So you gain points throughout the whole year.
All right. Also Sunday the 13th, the Ubra barrel racing event again. Did you ever barrel race then if you were on the, you know, into the horse thing?
I did, but I did that. We didn't have special barrel racing events back then. So we did it all at the horse show. So I did barrels, poles,
is that tough?
Everything.
Is that tough? I mean, to try to get your animal to turn that quickly around that barrel?
You practice a lot, but I had one horse that only did barrels and I had one horse that only did poles.
Oh,
and then
really?
I had a pleasure horse, too, yes.
That's cool. Jody Barish of our from our Red River Valley Fair. She is the assistant general manager. Announced today that we got a number of horse events that are coming up. GO Jody Barish of the Red River Valley Fair, the assistant general manager, joining us right now. We just talked about all the horse events coming up. That was just announced today. But also, we haven't had a chance yet, Jody, to talk about some of the free stage events that are coming up.
Yeah, we have quite a few free stage acts this year, which actually they're overlapping on some of the times. We've got so many things going on the ground, so that's a good thing.
Where should we start? Can we with the folks here? Where should let's start Tuesday.
Yeah, let's start. Well, actually, all of the free stage shows are going on every day, three times a day. We've got the All American Lumberjack Show, and that's kind of fun. I saw them last year at a county fair down in at Wright County Fair in Howard Lake, Minnesota. They're there almost every year, and they put on a phenomenal show. They get the crowd involved. They also have let the kids ride on or log roll after the event. So, it's a lot of fun. And it's called the Kids Lumberjack Sports Camp, and that's 3 p.m. every day. So that show is from 1 o'clock at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 5 o'clock.
Now, seriously, would you let your kid do some log rolling?
Absolutely. They did it last year at the Wright County Fair, and they had a blast.
Really?
That was probably one of the biggest selling points of us booking them. I'm like, this is so much fun.
I would be so nervous.
Besides
the Lumberjacks, who else you got on stage?
We've got a couple different comedy acts coming in. Kenny Ahern, and he's going to do a stage show at 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30. And he does just a lot of goofy things, you know. He's one of those jugglers and whatnot, you know. And we also have Alex Clark, and he's also a comedian, and he's at 2:30 and 4:30, plus he strolls around the ground. So they're two different types of acts, but they're very entertaining for all ages.
That's cool. And let's see, what else we got going here? There was one other one you mentioned, I believe, right?
Yeah, the one that I really like is the Twin Cities Fantasy Factory BMX Show. And again, I saw them last year as well. They put on an amazing BMX show. It's 2 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. right by the Midway. And you cannot believe how high those guys can get those bikes in the air and do these flips. It's amazing. It's scary. I took a ton of photos last year.
And, you already talked about it. I'm sorry. The juggler, same guy, Kenny Ahern. But let's talk about Alex Clark.
Yeah, Alex Clark, he's a guy that's going to do a lot of strolling acts, and he will walk around and do some magic shows and, you know, just those type of things that he, you know, throughout the whole crowd. So he strolls around the ground as well as doing a couple things on stage.
Oh, Alex is the juggler. I'm sorry.
Yep, he's the juggler. Yep, and the other one is a comedian, too.
Okay. And you got a farmer magic show?
Yes, Think a Farmer Magic Show. I think they have been here for about 3-4 years. They are in the Ag Education Center, and they basically, they're teaching you from farm to fork. You know, where's your food coming from? All these type of fun things in a creative way. They, like, roll up newspaper, make it into a corn stalk, and talk how, you know, the tree farmers would brought you this newspaper, and the soybean farmers brought you the ink on that paper and whatnot. So it's really interactive for adults and kids.
I love that, from farm to fork. That's a great slogan.
It is. I have T-shirts for that. If you'd like to buy a T-shirt from farm to fork, stop over in the Ag Education Center.
Can do. All right, we're running a little short on time. Let's quickly run through the big acts that are going to be there.
On Tuesday, we have Chase Rice. He's a country singer. On Wednesday, we have Hairball, backed by popular demand. And on Thursday, we have Kelly Pickler, which is Military Appreciation Day, so we have a ton of things going on for that. On Friday is Billy Currington, and Saturday is Five Finger Death Punch, and Sunday is Carmen.
All right, very good. Oh, by the way, in case folks don't know, Hairball, those guys actually have a cot in the back of the grandstand there. They're so popular, they just stay there and just come out whenever you guys need them.
They do. They're awesome.
And I do want to mention, too, that you updated your phone app, right?
We did. We have a new mobile phone app this year on the Android and Apple market, and everything just got updated this morning. Again, we have a cool scavenger hunt throughout the whole grounds, and you can win a mini tablet when you complete the steps on your mobile app.
Now, will I be eligible for that? Probably not, huh?
If you have an Android or Apple phone, yes.
Okay.
In fact, I just did it myself to make sure it works, and I have these signs throughout the grounds. You have to go find them. And it all worked. So I'm the first entry.
Ticket information. I know you've got some advanced ticket sales already, and they are going pretty good.
Yeah, they are. We have advanced sales online at RedRiverValleyFair.com. but you can also buy them at any of the Casey's General stores. We've got the Mega Ride Passes, Daily Ride Passes, Gate Admission Passes. You know, there's a ton of things. We can actually buy beer tickets online this year.
So really?
You don't have to wait in line anymore. You can buy them online, and if you do that, Spicy Pie is giving you a coupon for one topping 18-inch pie.
I love it.
Yes, we got everything going on this year. Jody, there are a lot of different daily specials, so check out the website because you can always get in a little bit cheaper.
And, of course, KFGO, I believe, will be broadcasting as usual from the VAR on the various shows throughout that week as well. Jody, by the way, before I let you go, folks can check out the webpage that you mentioned because, of course, it's a lot of fun to watch that clock count down to the beginning of the fair.
Oh, yeah, we've got a little countdown on there, and let me see if I can pull it up. I want to say it's, what are we at, 6 days right now? Oh, 5 days, 15 hours, 54 minutes, and 56 seconds.
I love it. Jody Barish, thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO. I'm thinking you've got a couple more updates a little bit later on. Maybe we can chat again maybe sometime next week.
Yeah, that'd be great because we're not taking any time off here, so we're a full-force fair.
Amen. Take care, Jody. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Bob.